So, we now find out more about Proudly SA's Local Fashion Police online competition, which was launched earlier this week. We are joined on the line by Hepping Gidi, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Proudly South Africa. Yeah, Mkoti wa Mazulu.
Yeah, the one and only.
Ah, ushato amazulu lobuthi. Ungithi.
Uke washo.
Ngiyakhumbula.
Uthaki
telela kabi. Ndamazi. Ngifuna uzingene na. Indoda yalo muntu itelela kanjani? Uma le makhaya le. Bathi umhlaba ulengani.
Eh.
Uphuma khona. Angeke ngibatshele igama lakhe. I'll protect him. I mean.
How are you? To behave as a police.
How are you, officer? Don't arrest me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
A pleasure.
How are you doing?
You guys.
Are you good?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to have you on the show. You keep coming back, man, on this show.
I keep coming back because I am a bearer of good news, you know, for South Africans. So I keep coming back. It's that time of the year again.
Excellent. So we last had a chat with you on the inaugural installment of the Local Fashion Police last year. So what were the successes, the lessons, and what are you doing differently this year?
So it was an incredibly successful, a campaign last year, consumer campaign specifically.
Yeah.
It was our debut, and it was so well received by South Africans. Loads and loads of entrants. South Africans have such a great sense of humor, where they entered a lot of times showing us different outfits, different looks, different clothing that they, got from local designers and local shops and local retailers. But, the originality and the creativity and really just taking it seriously. So it was a lot of fun, we had over 700 entries last year. Kept our fashion police designers very, very busy. And the one thing that we learned from it was that it's an effort that works, in the sense that South Africans, could relate to it. A very simple and relatable way that we found to highlight the clothing, textile, footwear, leather industry, a labor-intensive industry that employs a lot of South Africans, and where we need to ensure that we sustain the jobs that the industry has. But you also, I think most importantly, we learned that South Africans have an appreciation of local clothes, and they got a newfound respect, knowing that they can look pretty good and pretty lekker in local outfits.
Excellent. So do you think that this campaign has effectively helped in dispelling that notion that local is of poor quality?
It's helping us to change the mindset, because it really is a mindset issue.
Yes.
It's a myth that, South African clothes are either of inferior quality, or our designers, that their clothes are overly priced, or our retailers are selling us Hong Kong. There's always an excuse, from people who are naysayers who don't have an appreciation of the fact that local is really good. It's really lekker. So we did see that, with the many entries that we got last year, it was a clear sign that, South Africans wanted to try it out. And it spoke to, a quick research we did a few years ago, that said, where South Africans said, if they understood the economic impact there is when they choose to buy, products, when they choose to spend their money in favor of local products, they will do it. And also they just need to be reminded constantly that there's always a South African or a local replacement for anything that you can think of from a lifestyle perspective, whether it's clothing, whether it's cars we drive, whether it's furniture at home, whether it's DIY appliances, whether it's smartphones, whatever it is, there's always a local replacement for it. And that's why we are here as Proudly South African, to find interesting and educational ways to spread this narrative to consumers.
And how has the participation been since the launch?
Well, we launched like 3 days ago. We our timelines are lit with all sorts of entries and from all over the country, which is great because the competition is you know, it's open to anybody in South Africa. So there's a lot of interest that's building up. We see the same kind of some people from last year coming back where they're sharing the posts and they're taking their friends. And, you know, so it's well-received. It's warmly well-received. We expect that by the time we close on the 7th October, it'll have, you know, really just reached the momentum that we are hoping it will. And also, because the fact that, you know, there's two new elements to the competition this year. You'll remember that last year we had four winners and each won 10,000 rand. We still have four winners. We're still looking for four winners. But this year, they're each going to win 20,000 rand that they can then go and spend from each of the four designers that we've brought on board this year. And then the finale happens on the 27th of October with a huge fashion show where these four ordinary South Africans will walk the ramp, you know, dressed by their favorite designers, showcasing to the industry, to media, and to other people just how cool they can really look with our local outfits.
And please remind us of this online competition and how South Africans can be part of it.
Alrighty, so very simply, they can follow us on social media, you know, on Instagram and Twitter at Proudly SA, Facebook Proudly SA, and they can go to our website, which is www.proudlysa.co.za, and all the details are there, even obviously on our website, all the details are there. All they need to do is they take a picture of themselves looking lekker, in whatever it is, from head to toe, if they like, and they post that picture on social media platforms. They tag Proudly South African, and alongside their picture, they have to show us the label, because it has to read Made in South Africa, or it has to have a Proudly South African logo. We all know that every product does not fall from a tree or from the sky. It must say, you know, they must showcase the country of origin, because then we know that you know, piece of clothing was made in South Africa by South Africans, and it has contributed to the economy of the country. Post a picture, tag Proudly South African, the store which you bought the product from, or the designer, even if it's somebody around the corner, a dressmaker in the township, wherever, a neighbor, or whatever the case may be, and enter the competition. And you can enter as many times as you possibly want.
Always a pleasure chatting to you. Happy. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a lovely weekend too.
Bye. There you go. Happy getting up. So passionate about her job. So passionate about Proudly South Africa. I just love it. She's the chief marketing officer at Proudly SA. Good afternoon.